This is Robert McNamara. I'm the former Secretary of Defense in the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. Kennedy had a vision for our own nation and for the globe of advancing the welfare of all of the people, particularly the poor and the disadvantaged. I don't believe Kennedy was a hawk in any sense of the word, but he was president during some of the hottest years of the Cold War. Within 6 months of the time he became president, in 1962, Khrushchev put nuclear warheads and missiles on the soil of Cuba. We came within a hair's breadth of nuclear war at that time. Some people have used the word cool to characterize Kennedy's behavior during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I wouldn't use that. I would say he was wise. He understood the tremendous risks. And one of the most critical of the days was October 27, 1962. During 6 or 8 hours of that day, Kennedy, in a sense, battled, perhaps battle's the wrong word, in a sense, debated, opposed the majority of his military and civilian advisors. And he kept repeating over and over again during those 6 or 8 hours, "I'm not going to take this nation to war over a pile of junk," by which he meant the Jupiter missiles in Turkey, which Khrushchev was saying we should take out of Turkey, and in return for our removal of those Jupiters, he would remove the Russian missiles from Cuba. The Jupiters were a pile of junk, but Turkey and NATO refused to endorse U.S. action to take them out under pressure from the Soviets, believing that this would lead the Soviets to still further pressure on the West. Kennedy ultimately prevailed. Had Khrushchev not announced withdrawal of those missiles on Sunday, the 28th of October, 1962, I believe the majority of Kennedy's military and security advisors on the following day, Monday, would have recommended launching the invasion that we had planned. At the time, the CIA was reporting there were no nuclear warheads on the soil of Cuba. We didn't learn for 30 years that there were on the order of 162, including 90 tactical warheads that would have been used against an invasion force. Kennedy was determined to avoid that if he possibly could. A very important characteristic of his administrative style was his willingness to accept dissent. He had a wonderful approach to his associates and to his family, for example. I recall leaving his office one day, and we were standing out on the porch of the Oval Office in Caroline. It was about dinner, it was supper time, and Jackie had been calling for Caroline, who had been playing. Finally, Caroline ran across the lawn to her mother, and she had chocolate all over her mouth and obviously been eating candy. And the president said to her, "Caroline, have you been eating candy?" No response. He said, "And Caroline, I ask you, have you been eating candy?" No response. He said, "Caroline, answer me. Yes, no, or maybe." It was just a lovely, lovely touch. One would have to state today that he was a philanderer. But that did not prevent a deep love. And this may be hard for your audience to believe, but I was close enough to each of them to know that there was a very, very deep love between them. He thought of himself as playing a role that he was proud of, and he wanted others to be proud of fulfilling similar responsibilities in government. He had that marvelous statement, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And by that phrase, he stimulated and inspired not only the youth of our country, but certainly the youth, but others as well.